Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present Animal 4.5 by Kwan. This book is read by L. Stephen Taylor. Prologue.
How long has he been like that?
Ever since he got the news, Ashanti responded without bothering to look over his shoulder. He was standing in the doorway of Abel's room. Ashanti's eyes were fixed intently on the man sitting on the edge of the queen-size bed. The man's back was to them, and his face turned toward the window, sad eyes staring out yet seeing nothing. For as long as Ashanti had known his friend and mentor, he had always seemed invincible, courageous enough to stand against any and all odds, and determined enough to come out on top every time. Or at least he had been. Since he had received the phone call the day before, he seemed a mere shell of his former self. Ashanti had never seen him that broken, and it scared him.
"So he hasn't said anything since?" the visitor asked.
"Oh, he's spoken, but only half of it was coherent. His rage was clear enough, though," Ashanti said, remembering Animal's first reaction after receiving Kala's call. At first, he was too shocked to speak, instead only able to gasp for air and fight back sobs. But when he did find his voice, he roared. Animal went into a blind fury, salivating and trying to smash everything he could get his hands on, including their hostage, George. It took the combined efforts of Ashanti, Kane, Abel, and an injection of the same sedative they used to keep George quiet to still Animal. Ashanti felt his homie's pain and wanted to kill George too, but he was the only bargaining chip they had. Acting off emotions and killing Lilith's son would do little to help them get Animal's children back or avenge the murder of his wife. When Animal finally woke from his drug-induced slumber,